whether it's sports or this program, you can email me direct, tim@gatewaypi.net. If you'd like to have Frank Opinion speak for your business with a live endorsement, email Frank directly, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you, preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes with smells that make you wish you ordered that, or the next one, or the next. Until that moment comes when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly because you're going to enjoy world-class wine or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place. And whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hot Shots' 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of Michelob Ultra. It's available for an exclusive price at Hot Shots throughout August. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them at HotShotsNet.com. Hot Shots, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Join by August 15th and pay nothing to get started.
Nothing?
No enrollment, no processing.
Like zero?
Yep, just walk in and work out.
Like free?
Plus, free kids club and free group classes at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
All right, let's sweat it on.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by August 15th and pay nothing to get started. No enrollment, no processing. Some restrictions apply.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Don't miss the Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend, presented by Edward Jones, when the Redbirds host the Brewers August 17th through the 19th. Friday night, it's the Mystery BP Pullover presented by Coca-Cola and Schnucks. And Saturday, it's the Hall of Fame Mystery Baseball Cap, courtesy of Edward Jones. Sunday wraps up the Hall of Fame weekend with a Dizzy Dean watch presented by AT&T. That's August 17th through 19th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. 2018 marks the 25th anniversary of the movie The Sandlot. And on Tuesday, August 14th, the Cardinals are celebrating this baseball classic. With the purchase of a special Sandlot-themed ticket, fans can choose between a Cardinals ham bobblehead...
Killing me, Smalls!
...or a Cardinals squints bobblehead.
Forever!
Which will you choose? That's Tuesday, August 14th. Don't wait. Get your Sandlot night tickets at cardinals.com/theme. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
I'm just going to be honest, that was me. All right, that was me.
How many today?
God,
how many
I think that's like
today?
Seven.
I think that's really, an even baker's dozen, Frank.
It's a new record.
Golly. All right,
hold on. No, what do I always tell you? any day, at any given day,
they could,
somebody from a big station could be monitoring. Maybe they told another executive, hey, you know what? You got to listen to this show. We need to hire these guys away. They're really good. And then this happens.
And then that happens.
And then the other guy goes, I thought you said it was a good show. He says, well, I guess they must have lost it. They had it, and they lost it, and forget it. We don't want to hire them. It just cost us a job.
I did. I just stopped us from getting syndicated. I'm sorry.
Or satellite radio. That's out, too.
I know. Satellite radio gone. Podcasts gone.
You know, edit it out. Go ahead.
All right. Let's try this.
Radio edit.
Like it never happened.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
High-powered unit packed into this small space.
Yeah.
We're about to get Minions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 6th edition of Minions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. Those are two people. They're actually real people named Mark and Jason. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And they're not only a couple of really nice guys, they are pretty good financial planners. And I will give you all the information you need shortly so that you can set up an appointment and let them give you their financial advice. That's what it is. It's advice. Nobody's going to force you to take it. Nobody's going to force you to make the call. But I think that's what smart people do if they want to hang on to their money. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board now, I don't know who will be running it in the next day or two. If things like that. Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Is there a personal deal?
I just don't know what's happening.
Women
right?
problems? You got a woman problem?
No. I got nothing like that. I don't know.
Maybe it's because you don't have a woman. Maybe you have no woman in your life. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that is it.
Chicks, if you're listening, this guy's struggling. He needs a companion. He's just messing everything up today. But we all have days like that. Well, I never have. I'm a perfect broadcaster. The guy at the control board, his name is Trevor, but we don't call him that. We have other names for him. Let me start by saying he doesn't talk like the rest of us. He's the one that sounds different because for 19 years, he lived in Great Britain. Born here, but went there for 19. And for 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. Yes, close to royalty, but no cigar. Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Ladies, if you're out there and in my age range, single and ready to mingle, hit me up at my email.
And what is your range from what to what?
Let's go 25 to 40.
All right.
25 to 40?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That's
a
big category, 25 to 40.
It's a good bracket.
Yeah.
In the room with us today, and we're always happy to have him. Never know when he'll be here. Never know where he'll be. He could go north. He could go south. He could be westbound. He could be... But today...
Holland Beer.
He's here. He's here in his new, I'm guessing, brand new T-shirt. It looks like a new T-shirt. Is it?
I think I've worn it like 3 times. Yeah, fairly new.
No, it looks new.
Is there anything better than new T-shirts or underwear?
That really
is. Greatest. When you put on new T-shirts or underwear or socks for the first time, it's the best. Really rich people, I guess, just wear them once and throw them away. Jerry Lewis never wore the same pair of socks twice. Did you know that?
Really?
No. I did not.
Because he was so poor as a kid, he'd watch his mom darn socks and stitch them up. And he said, someday, I'm going to wear new socks every day. And he'd wear a pair. Pitch them, throw them away. Never in
the
Never wear same socks twice. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hi, I am not wearing socks at all. Hello.
Whoa.
Is there a name for that? Underwear is commando. No underwear is going commando. Is there a name for no socks?
Yeah, it's a man in comfortable shoes. Sockless.
It is very comfortable.
Yeah, if I do that, my feet stink. If I try to wear shoes with no socks.
That's why I sit next to Tim.
Oh!
And we're
to go but up, buddy.
Folks, we never said we liked each other. We just worked together. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, sitting in the quarantine glass box, is none other than Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement portfolio, give them a call and they will give you a complimentary look at the portfolio and see if you're doing the right thing. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi.
Our newsman is Tim Woodburn. Never met him. Do we work together? All of a sudden, here we are, thrown into the same studio together. Oh, I wonder if that'll work out, they said. So far, no. But it could. It hasn't been a year yet, and that's really the test. We'll see when we hit 1 year, and that will be October 2nd. And maybe part of it is that it wasn't until last October 2nd that he had to see if he could juggle two jobs. Oh, that's right. I said two jobs. Not just a newsman. He's also something else. Yeah, it's just like Jim Rockford and the Rockford Files, only better. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, will celebrate 10 years of business this October. And if you work for a business in which maybe some employees might have some sticky fingers and you need to set up a plan to try and take care of that, I can consult with you on that for free by emailing me at tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Radboy knew that Saturday was Dan's birthday, and he also knew that Dan's friend, Mr. Pfeiffer, would be bringing the German chocolate cake in today, made by his wife, Nora. So, not to be outdone, Ratboy brought in, he said it's called a German chocolate, what kind of cake?
Cheese.
German chocolate cheesecake.
Wow.
Well, we'll see. It sounds okay. Sounds okay to me. Sounds pretty good. And, of course, the greatest polka orchestra in the country. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. The greatest. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. If you've probably thought about retiring, I think everybody does. I think I told you at one time in my life, I made the statement out loud, I'm going to retire at 40. Sorry, it didn't work out. If you've thought about it, you may also have realized by now, that one of your greatest assets in planning for that retirement is certainly money's involved, but time. Time. You lose a little every day. I'm losing it right now. By the time I finish this, there'll be one less minute in your life than there was when I started. Then another minute goes by, and another hour, another year. And the longer you wait to start accumulating capital for retirement, the harder it's going to be. How did you plan for retirement? Well, most people go get advice, get some help from the outside, because most of us don't study this, don't do this for a living. Mark and Jason do. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They'll be happy to give you their advice. All you have to do is call them. You go to markandjason.com, and the phone number's there, and you set up an appointment. They are financial advisors with Stiefel, and Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. They have a lot of experience at this. They specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the most more aggressive. And again, the meeting is complimentary. There will be no obligation. There will be no pressure. I know these guys. They are not going to pressure you. They're just going to tell you what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. Again, the website is markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Arizona, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
He's here in person. Brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Folks, how can you even possibly buy a replacement window without including in your shopping Window World after all they do for this show? You can't, and you know you won't. Thank you for that. Here he is. Bill Clavland. never gets old except to Bill.
I turn my headphones down. It hurts.
Definitely.
A little loud.
Bill, how are you?
I am great. Thank you very much for
asking. You look like you're in a good mood today.
Yeah, I'm in a good. I've had a productive day, so that's good. Earlier today, I interviewed a guy named Kevin Stark, which probably means nothing to anybody in this room.
He started the expression "Stark Naked."
Yeah, nothing to.
Is he related to Tony Stark?
No. He is a designer of action figures, and he has, wait for this.
Is he making a Bill Clevelin action figure?
No.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
That'll be next.
That'd be horrible.
Be a lot of nose.
He has a museum in a town called Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, a place you probably never heard of either, and his collection includes over 14,000 action figures.
Now, what, like G.I. Joe, that kind of thing?
Yes, every sort of action figure you could think of. And before I go any further, I'm just sort of curious, around the room, do you all remember your first action figure, the first action figure toy that you had as a kid?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was yours?
Mine was a Hulk action figure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Had a little lever on the back. You pressed it and his arms went up and down. It's kind of cool.
I never had an action figure. I had a little Army Men, plastic men, but that wasn't a figure.
I think actual action figures were a little bit after your time.
I think they were, too. Yeah. Like He-Man, Masters of the Universe, that kind of thing.
That was mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been mine, early
80s. And that's what my boys in the 80s. Yeah. He-Man.
Man, I
had to blow mine up with a pump. I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh. Oh, boy. Female.
Well, maybe. He might have been a male.
Dan, you're too old.
I had a Hopalong Cassidy.
Okay, that was well, yes,
Hopalong
Cowboy.
Cassidy.
A cowboy.
He was a cowboy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first action figure was anybody? G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe's were the first action figure. And it was in a response to Barbie. Barbie came along first, and a guy, I forget his name, let's see, I have it here somewhere. Here it goes. Stan Weston was the gentleman.
What's the difference between an action figure and a doll?
Nothing.
It's
the same thing.
Not much.
Okay, would this be considered an action figure? I did have Roy Rogers on Trigger, and you could take him off Trigger.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's an action figure.
I think so. Okay.
Now, you know who Roy Rogers was, Limey?
I knew he was a cowboy. I know there's a drink named after him. That's about it.
There is?
What's the drink?
What's the Roy Rogers?
What's the drink? Christ, I have no idea. Something with coke in
it. Did you say Christ?
Yeah. Oh,
boy. Sorry.
Christ.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I said sweet Christmas.
No, you didn't. No, you said Christ. And to Christ. Some people, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. I'd edit that out if you don't want to go to hell. Mm-hmm. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
It's a non-alcoholic drink.
Yeah, there you go.
It is?
Like Shirley Temple.
It's cola and grenadine.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You know what I like the look of, and I'm not much of a drinker, this copper cup drink. What am I talking about?
Oh, Moscow Mule.
Yeah, when did that all of a sudden become a big deal?
I think the last summer it really kind of peaked up, and now everybody's doing Moscow Mules, and it's just club soda pretty much and vodka.
Well, it's ginger beer.
Okay, they put that in there sometimes.
No, it's always ginger beer.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I had no idea. I don't know.
But there are people that swear that if you don't put it in a copper cup, it doesn't taste right. It's some sort of chemical reaction to the cup. I don't know. Hmm. I think it's in their heads.
Was it the but copper cup? Pretty. A caper?
Oh, jeez.
The copper clapper keeper.
Breathe, Frank.
Come on, six.
Breathe. So, I think the difference between action figures, those were for boys. Those were geared towards boys.
But don't they need to move, like, the arms, move for it to be an action figure?
Maybe
has to have karate chop action.
As a boy, didn't you always try to mutilate dolls and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Or put them in sexual positions?
All the time.
No, you know you did.
Or blow them up.
Firecrackers.
Well, you'd put them like doing it dog style or something and then leave them in the room for somebody else to come in and see how long it takes them to see what you did with them.
I don't remember doing that.
Did you? Oh, I do.
Frank, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do. No. Some of those little dolls and Barbies and stuff, you can bend them and put their legs out.
How do you know?
Because I know. I was around. I didn't have a Barbie.
Right.
It was G.I. Joe on G.I. Stephen.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, if you want to see this guy's museum, it's actually pretty cool if you're headed between.
How'd you get your back broke, cowboy? On the mountain? Broke back mountain? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
I had Robbie the robot.
See, that's not an action figure, though. He was a little robot.
That's like a robot.
A little square head and little lights in his eyes from the 50s. It's archaic now, but Robbie.
Robbie the robot.
Robbie robot.
It's probably worth a lot of money now.
I had a lot of G.I. Joes as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little ones.
It's a good story, Limey.
Thanks.
Remember, I used to take little army men and put firecrackers and blow them up in the dirt.
All the time.
Blow their limbs off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to love doing that.
Man. So, as I was mentioning 12 minutes ago, the Action Figure Museum, and it is in a little town called Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. So it's between Tulsa and Dallas. So if you're making the trip to Dallas, it's a good sort of middle of the way between Tulsa and Dallas. And pull off the side of the road, check this place out. It's like $6 to get in. You'll really enjoy it, especially if you did have action figures. You played with them as a kid. A lot of memories will come back to you.
You know what Tulsa spelled backwards
is?
Oh,
come on!
Listen, you've done the same joke 30 times. Go ahead, tell everybody who might not know.
A slut.
Well done, Dan.
Right.
What's Oklahoma City spelled backwards? Yeah, not so smart, are you?
Do you ever know anybody in school who could do that alphabet backwards thing? ZYXW.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And every time I go to learn it, I get like 6 letters and give up because ZYXW, that's right now, that's all I can remember. ZYXW. But you know those smart alecky kids in school that just rip backwards from W from Z all the way to A, and I never could do that.
Is that part of a sobriety?
No, it can't be.
I think Dave's right. I've heard people.
Who can do that? The most sober person in the world can't do the alphabet backwards.
Maybe not quickly.
That's the thing. Like, you know, if you're getting asked, like, I can't do that.
No. Look, if I got sober. Stuff right now, I'll try to do it. Z Y X W.
V.
V U T. It's not easy.
No.
Do you want me to try?
Yeah.
Z Y X W V U T S R P O N M.
Wrong.
Oh, which
forgot
one?
The Q.
Drunk.
Oh,
you're drunk. DWI.
DWI.
It's better than that.
Put on the cuffs.
Yeah,
you're
the
right
good.
To remain silent. Yeah, you just got arrested. Here's the other thing. I mean, have you ever tried to do the heel to toe thing?
Yeah.
Just on your own in the house or something, mm-hmm. and you mess it up, and you think, oh my goodness, I hope I don't get stopped. Because when you get older, your balance is not as good.
I got one that's going to blow your mind away.
Okay. Well, you're the DWI expert.
Well, it has nothing to do with DWI.
Goodness gracious.
Well, he is.
Oh wow.
If you take your right foot and lift it off the ground, and take your right hand and stick it out like that, and you start moving your right hand clockwise, you can't move your foot counterclockwise the other way at the same time. The human body is incapable
that's
of doing
true,
it.
Yeah.
Really?
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Well, that's like the pet your head and rub your stomach thing, sort
what's
of.
That?
Well, rubbing your stomach in a circle and patting your head. Most people can't do both. And then you reverse it, and you can't. You can't. You pat your head and then rub your stomach. Now reverse it. Rub your head, pat your stomach. You didn't do it. You can't reverse them.
Okay. If I practice, I could.
Well, yeah. Easy for you to say.
And of all the things now back I thought to Bill. I'd see today, that is not one of them.
Are there any action figures that can pat their head and rub their stomach?
I guess so.
No, folks, it's easy. You pat your head. You do it right now. If you're driving, you pat your head and you rub your stomach in a circle. And then quickly reverse it.
Rub your head
and pat your stomach.
Everybody keeps patting their head. You try
Everybody
to rub.
Everybody out there is doing it, and you can't reverse them.
All right. Once more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. You can actually see pictures of this guy's collection. It's pretty cool. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. It's the action figures.
I like how there's only like 4 people that clap for Bill, but when the crowd goes, ooh, ah, there's like 10,000 people all sitting in the house.
Oh.
It's kind of rude of them all not to clap, but all to moan.
It is. They're sending him a message.
Right.
It's clear.
What is the message?
The segment sucks. I'm just kidding. Man. Just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just
that
kidding.
Over with.
Wow.
The audience does not like you. They don't like a bully.
Bill, as much as we make fun of you, you're actually my favorite segment of the show.
Me
so
too,
I just
Bill.
You to know, Bill.
Me too.
Bill.
I think Dan Buffo is my favorite segment.
He's last.
Oh, my.
You're going to get hate email. You're going to get hate email for being a bully for being mean. That was Bill Cleveland.
For saying Christ on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, you just did it as well.
No.
Repeating
that was a quote. Different. That's
took
different.
Lord's name in vain.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. My older son is on the, one of those scooters. He's got to have surgery Thursday. He's going to have surgery on his ankle. He's fractured his ankle. So he's on one of those things where you have a knee. Weren't you, Tim, on one? For
not a scooter.
No.
Well, it's like a scooter.
We had someone at the old place.
Yeah, you're thinking of the old place.
And, and you put your knee on it's so you don't have crutches. It's an alternative to crutches. And I can understand. Have you ever tried to use crutches? First of all, they kill your underarms. You have to build up a callus or something.
You get calluses on your hands and ends up hurting your armpits. It's not a fun time.
So whoever came up with this rolling thing, it's like a pretty good idea. And then, of course, they make different variations of them. He's telling me you can spend hundreds of dollars on one with inflated tires. I mean, it's like you're buying a bicycle or something. You can get them. They're all jazzed up. The I mentioned earlier my daughter's engaged now. She got engaged Thursday night. This is becoming a big deal already. Not in the sense that, you know, we're just not going to spend over a certain amount of money because it's not interested in winning some contest. But women like weddings. They do. It's not just the bride. The bride's mom likes the wedding. Her friends like the wedding. The women is the wedding is like 10% for the bride, 90% for her mom and her mom's friends and the bride's friends. I'm convinced of that. And that's okay. She wants her friends to have a good time and think it's nice. That'll be fine. And it will be. And it'll be reasonable because I'm in charge of that department. I had the thing happen to me for the first time. It was Sunday at McDonald's at the drive-thru. And when I got to the window, the lady said, and I know this happens, but it never happened to me. She said, oh, you don't owe anything. The car in front of you paid.
No.
Now, the odd thing about that is you immediately feel obligated to pay for the person behind you. So it doesn't really accomplish anything, does it? I mean, everybody is still paying, but you feel like a complete schmuck if you go, oh, great, and then you just drive
free
on
breakfast,
through.
Yeah.
No, I am never doing that ever. One, because I'm not a nice enough person. Two, because I have at least five friends who have done that and be part of it. It's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to get a cheap coffee or a burger or something. And then the person behind them orders like $30 or $40 worth of stuff. Yeah, no, I'm never doing that. That's stupid. Pay for your own food.
Well, I ended up getting off with $3 less than my stuff cost. But so I, because the person behind me, their tab was $3 less than mine was going to be. Now, what I find, I don't know that I understand it. I think it's supposed to, you know, bring everybody together and let's pay it forward or whatever. But it doesn't really, if you think about it, accomplish anything. And what was it almost awkward was the guy in front of me was in a 25-year-old old beat up Toyota, and I was in a very nice car. And I thought, this is really odd. He looks in the mirror, sees me, and wants to buy my lunch. I don't know. I didn't get it, but that was a first.
He may be one of those guys that is just very frugal and is probably a multimillionaire.
Either he was hitting on you.
Yeah.
Well, that could be. The Center for Disease Control. This is not anything I ever would have thought we would see as a story, that you'd have to say this to people. They have put out some public service announcements trying to stop people from reusing condoms.
I saw this.
You see that?
Yeah. What?
People apparently, I guess it's is it a money-saving thing? Yeah, they're washing the condoms and reusing them. At least they're washing them. What is that about? Is
and
that save money?
Or say that because people are actually doing it.
Now, are condoms expensive? I don't know. What do they cost? Are they that expensive?
Pretty cheap. I mean, yeah. You get your money's worth.
Let me explain to people what Limey just did. He tried to make it seem like he actually has used a condom, or that he uses them and even knows what they cost. Like he has a partner. Good one. That's a good one.
Magnums are $7.99 at Schnucks on sale.
Thank you, Tim. I know nothing about them. Are they sizes and how are they sized?
Oh, yeah, they're sizes. Yeah,
okay,
they're
what sizes. Are they sized? Like XL, long, short, medium?
Magnum?
Is there a girth size? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's only like the Magnum and then there's your standard one.
That's it?
They're pretty stretchy.
Magnum and standard?
But they come in like.
I would say
the biggest. Yeah.
They They have many different textures and thicknesses
is what you can do. Like, you can buy the ones that you say, it's like wearing nothing at all.
So my question is, why would anybody reuse them? It has to be to save money. And are they, what do they cost? What do they cost? What does a condom cost?
I don't really know what a single condom costs. It's normally
a dollar?
I think it's the smallest. A 3-pack's about $2.99 at like
T. So about a buck, buck a piece?
Yeah.
Really, folks? Are you that active that you go through so many, you got to wash them?
My only thing is like, you know, once you've washed it and all that, all the lubricant that is on the condom is off. So how are you going to, you know, get it onto your, you know, the parts? You know,
summer down there.
Easy, buddy.
How many parts are there?
What I'm just saying.
How many parts do you have?
Like, what do you like? How does it? I don't really understand. Like, do you re-roll them back up, and then how do you keep them sanitary? Like, what are you doing with these?
That's the whole reason the CDC says stop doing that.
I order the newspaper, the daily papers, because I use that sleeve that comes, you know, the paper.
No, you use those clown skinny balloons that they make balloon animals out of. That's your condom.
No, that's right.
Yeah, you just have a lot of excess length, but the width is perfect. I want to thank Taylor Nickerson for telling us for the first time ever that German chocolate cake has nothing to do with Germany. It was named after the man in Pennsylvania or somewhere that first made the cake. His last name was Germans, plural, so it has nothing to do with Germany. And I didn't know till yesterday, and I'm sure you guys did, but I'm not a sports person, Lou Brock had a leg amputated. I didn't know that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's been a while.
I didn't know that till yesterday.
Yeah, from the knee down.
And here's the guy who's Mr. Base Stealer. And I wonder if that had anything to do with it. What was the...
I think he has diabetes.
Wow. I don't know how I missed that story. Remember Brockabrella, which I thought was the greatest idea ever?
Yeah.
A hat and an umbrella in one thing? I thought that was a great idea. Oh, what else do I have to share with you? That's probably we talked last week. Remember the guy who had the dog saliva and the rare bacteria,
and
he had to have his hands amputated and his legs because this rare bacteria through dog saliva, because the dog could have just licked it, rubbed his eyes or something. And we've talked before, we dispelled the myth that these parasites can climb up a urine stream. We decided that is not true. That can't happen. Now, if you're in the water, there are things that can float and go into your urethra. Mm-hmm. Get this. Guy was out crabbing in a New Jersey river. He caught a flesh-eating bacteria that is threatening his life and all of his limbs. He contracted Vibrio necrotizing fasciitis. It's a flesh-eating bacteria. You get it in the summer from salty water or eating raw or undercooked shellfish. Now get this. About 100 people die in the United States every year from this out of 80,000 cases of vibriosis. 80,000 people, but 100 of them die. This guy is in the intensive care unit fighting for his life, and they're waiting to see if they will have to amputate all of his limbs.
Oh, man.
If his body doesn't respond to the antibiotics. So for all of us who are complaining and moaning, and think about this poor guy. He just goes out to crab in the river.
Now, Dan, if this guy... has to have all of his limbs amputated, and he decides he wants to go out on a baseball field. What would they call him?
Second base.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. I didn't think it was funny either. Ladies, get in here, please.
Wait, sorry. Sorry, somebody just sent over a condom joke. My bad.
A what?
Ooh, that's nice.
You know, there's several condom jokes.
I know, but I can't really read this one.
You can't because of the content?
I'm not sure. Here, you read it, and tell me if you can read it out loud.
No, you tell me what you can of it, that legally.
Okay. I bought Magnums one time and had to wait for my wife to pee to get it back.
What?
It fell off.
Inside of her. Inside and then she had to pee. And then, okay.
He lost it in there.
I wouldn't have read that.
Oh, man.
I would never have read that.
What?
You're going to lose your job.
That's so bad.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. Edit that. We can't read that.
Radio edit.
Thank you, ladies.
Oh, man. There are some good condom jokes, though. Do you want any condom jokes, Frank?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are they quick ones or are they long ones?
All my jokes are long.
Are they long ones?
So I was supposed to tell this joke March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, and I just completely forgot it. It is a St. Patrick's Day joke, but it could be told anytime. And here's the story. It's a couple of guys in a bar. In fact, there's three or four people at the bar, but one of the guys, and I've admitted I don't do a good Irish accent, so you just have to roll with me on this. That's the best I can do. So everything sounds like a Keebler Elf, but the guy at the bar tells the bartender, he says, he'll be having me a shot of Irish whiskey, the best you got in the house. He goes, coming right up. He goes, what's the special occasion? It's me birthday, celebrating my birthday. Now, another guy at the bar says, hold on there a minute. What's the deal with that accent? I recognize it. And he says, well, I'm from the motherland. That's the accent I still carry with me even though I've been over here 18 years. He goes, get out of here. I've been 18 years. I've been here 18 years, too. He says, so where are you from? He says, oh, I'm a little town called Kenora. Most people never heard of it. He said, well, I've heard of it. I'm from there, too. I can't believe it. I'm from Kenora. And what do you say? You're celebrating your birthday? Is it today? He goes, yeah. He says, I can't believe this either. It's my birthday, too. Today's my birthday. I'm from Kenora. I've been here 18 years. Unbelievable. What a coincidence. So what brought you here when you finally came? He says, me pop lost his job. He had a job forever over there at place called O'Hurley He Lumber Company. He says, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. My father worked at O'Hurley He Lumber, too. Me own pop worked there. For 37 years he worked there. He goes, oh, that's how long my pop worked there. 37 years. This is unbelievable. Where did you go to high school? He says, McGillicuddy High. He goes, that's where I went. When did you graduate? He says, 87. Me, too. Unbelievable. And the third guy at the bar looks at the bartender and goes, are you believing this? Listen to these guys. Same birthday, lived in the same town, been here the same amount of time, dads worked in the same plant, they went to the same high, graduated the same year. What are the chances? The bartender says, that's the O'Brien twins. They're drunk again.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Stop and go Jefferson to Big Bend, westbound 64. Traffic incident westbound 64 before Clarkson Olive. Accident southbound 270 south of Olive. Earlier crash westbound 70 on the ramp to Highway K. And earlier accidents eastbound 70 at the Poplar and southbound 55 at Potomac. Stop by your local Staples so your small business can take advantage of the back-to-school deals at Staples. Like Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders for $1.92 and 1-subject notebooks for just 25 cents each. Limit 30 in-store only. Ends 9/1/18. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hey, this is Tom. From Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
No.
No. Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside than a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared. so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Television's Doug Vaughn here with another word about Ragazzi's. By now, you know all about the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls that you can have filled with any of your preferred beverages. I've told you about Ragazzi's fast steam table lunches for only $8.95 Monday through Friday. It's the best deal in town. Now I want to tell you that Ragazzi's is open daily at 8 a.m. with a full bar, full menu of all your favorite Ragazzi's dishes, and, of course, the Ragazzi's trademark fish bowls. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
About you, but I'm ready to go to Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans is standing by, and is brought to you by a place that is closed today. Two places, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. This is the only day they close, is Monday. And boy, do they deserve a day off, because I'm sure they are beat after another busy, busy week. If you go to dinner at Annie Guns, you will need reservations. And next door, the Smokehouse Market, always something good there to take home. Things you don't find in just any old store. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And folks, whether it's for Dan Strauss's birthday or somebody's graduation or retirement or a promotion or got a new job, gift cards from Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are always appreciated. They sell thousands every year. From Dallas, Texas, we welcome Mike Evans. How's everything going down in Big D? Next spring will be
an okay home.
Next spring will be your first time to go through tornado season down there. You'll have to give us some reports on what that's like.
How about PGA Big Open coming to St. Louis?
Yeah, Bellerive.
How about that? Are you going to try to qualify?
Nope, not going to even go. I don't do things where there are lots of people, crowds. I don't do that. And I've never understood how you can see anything. And you've been to golf tournaments like that. You can't really see anything, can you? I mean, one hole. That's it.
Catch them as they go by.
Yeah.
Pop quiz today is a hodgepodge all week long. Today, name the name of the biggest foul-mouthed person in Hollywood. Loves to cuss. Admits can't go three sentences without dropping the F-bomb.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. Adam Sandler. Mm. Bill Murray. Jamie Foxx. Justin Timberlake. TV News, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow.
No.
Are you kidding me? Phoebe? Heck yeah.
I think she is cute.
She is cute.
I agree.
Have all said that they would now consider doing a Friends reboot, but now all of a sudden NBC doesn't sound like they're interested. I mean, with Magnum and all the others, Alf, please, really?
Yeah.
Alf, they're redoing Alf.
Really?
I don't get that.
Shocker! Hey, I can't believe. Huh?
That was Alf. Hey Willie. That was about it.
Sympathy applause.
I'm shocked that Big Bang was renewed. I mean, I liked it in the beginning, but it hasn't been funny for the last 5 years. Why it got renewed, I don't know. Loudest laugh track on television. We have eight bad news nuggets. We'll start off with Michael Jackson's former bodyguards. You know, they wrote a tell-all book about Michael weeks after his death, and they were very loud in pointing out that they were the only people around Jacko 24/7. They had exclusive insights of what was going on that nobody else had. Nobody could challenge what they wrote. Now they're writing another book about Michael, hashtag tell-all. Sounds to me like a money grab is what it sounds like to me.
Exactly what it sounds like. Let me ask you a question. You, just yes or no, do you believe Michael Jackson was a child molester?
No, we don't agree with this. I don't.
Okay.
I
seem to remember now that you had taken that stand, that you just said there wasn't enough proof. Yeah, he was odd.
I think it was very odd.
Everybody would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, but I can certainly see where other people would not agree with that.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you another question.
Don't ever let anybody tell you that he was strange.
That's right. I have another question for you because you sat in the trial every day. I am really surprised that O.J. Simpson has been able to lay as low as he's been laying since he got out of jail. It's really surprising to me because I think the guy loves attention. I think somebody's doing him a big favor by advising him, keep your head down and stay out of the public eye. Where is he?
You know what, that's a very good point. He is still in Las Vegas, and you just don't hear. I even have people that I call trying to find out, you know, what he's doing. Nobody seems to know.
Now, see, I would have thought TMZ or somebody would be following him all over the place. You don't see anything about him, which is surprising.
Yeah, it's but like you said, it's a good move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You kill a couple people, you hold up people in hotel rooms, you go to prison, keep a low profile. You're 70 years old.
Yeah, right? Kidnapper, murderer, stay at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm hearing more and more stories that Angelina Jolie isn't all that great parent that she's made herself out to be. And one thing for sure, we've heard from LAX, JFK, De Gaulle Airport in Paris, grocery stores, Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and other places. A lot of reports that their six kids are loud, obnoxious, and brats.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere they go, there's complaints. Just when you thought Lindsay Lohan couldn't get any lower, she got a million dollar book deal guaranteed to tell the really dirty dirt about her friends and associates. Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton. Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian,
Britney Spears. Sleep at the wheel, sleep at the wheel.
I was.
Homosexual.
Really?
Wow. Well, come on. If none of those got you, you got some sexual
doggy
dysfunction.
I think he's more interested in their features and their fixtures.
No, I get it. See what he did there?
No, I have no idea what he's on about.
Jennifer Lopez. God. Jennifer Aniston.
Get on with your segment.
Jesus.
You didn't get it. Jesus.
What,
you said Jesus.
No.
You said Jesus. I've taken the Lord's name in vain.
Second time.
You said Christ earlier, and then you said Jesus, and we're not going to put up with that. Edit that out.
Radio edit.
Satan worshiper.
Charlie Sheen. What's really ridiculous is, remember, Charlie Sheen bailed her out of jail, gave her a lot of money when she was broke and really down and out about 8 or 9 years ago. It's amazing. LAPD say that Robert Wagner had a flunky destroy a lot of the evidence on that boat that Natalie Wood and he were on when she died the night after it got back into port. Apparently that flunky has come forward to say that he was told to take away a lot of things and do other things to the boat that the police didn't know about.
Whoa.
Well, the good news for him is by the time they do anything now, he'll be dead.
That thing won't go away. As we get closer to Bill Cosby sentencing, his wife, Camille, has now moved out of the house. They've been married for 53 years.
Maybe not anymore.
Yeah. And all week, my favorite celebrity tombstones. I like to do these. Today, Rodney Dangerfield, on his tombstone, it reads, "There goes the neighborhood."
Rodney was funny to the end.
I thought it was a good one. Of course, I don't expect much laughter from Blimey, who doesn't think Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, oh. Paris Hilton, Jennifer Aniston are cute, but, yeah. You know.
30 seconds, Mike. Hurry up.
Fine. Oh, he's right. 30 seconds.
Who's the Hollywood cusser? Is it Bill Murray, Adam Sandler, Justin Timberlake, Jamie Foxx?
I'm going to go Jamie Foxx.
I was going to go Jamie Foxx.
Bill Murray.
I'm going to say because it's the least likely choice.
Timberlake.
Oh, not the boys that old Blimey was there. Jamie Foxx asked the car if he would do. Naturally, it's wrong. The answer is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah!
Really?
Yes, sir. I
Mike
got
Evans
it.
Sale.
Wow.
And the winner, Mike yes, Evans, like courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday, like today. You need reservations for Annie Gunn's, and gift cards to both are always a good idea. Thank you very much for being with us today. We'll come back tomorrow. Dan Buffett joins us tomorrow, talks about TV and movies, and of course you will join us too. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis.